Okay, we're starting now the chapter. We're still in the introduction, in essence, of the Chafetz Chaim, the psicha, the introduction. And now we're discussing the positive commandments, right? The asayin, the asayin of the positive commandments that revolve around the avera of lashon. I mean, even we spoke about the transgressions, the prohibitions. I apologize that you transgress by speaking lashon. Now we're going to talk about the positive commandments that you transgress. What's a positive commandment? The Torah says, put on tefillin. You don't put on tefillin. You've transgressed the positive commandment. So it's not positive, but it's that there's a positive commandment to do something, and now that you have transgressed it or have lost the opportunity to do it, that's called a bitul mitzvah. I say that's called that you've nullified or basically have been, like I said, to transgress the positive commandment. Right now, I'm going to discuss and to clarify how many positive commandments that a person transgresses in speaking lashon hara. Like we already spoke about before, okay, that should help us. Someone who speaks gossip about his friend, aside from the negative transgressions. Right, earlier, Gam Kain Al Kam Asin, Vavar Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach Echad Le'Echad. Oyver Al Yidei Zeh, Al Mitzvah Saseh Zachor Es Asher Asa Hashem Lekechol Miriam Bader. The first transgression that a person is mevatel is to remember. We are joined. We are expected to remember the avera that Miriam did on the way. Meaning, when Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, the Miriam spoke to Shargez Moshe. The Torah says, you shall remember. So there's a positive commandment that one required to remember. And by speaking Lashon Hara, you have, in essence, transgressed that prohibition. The person is required to speak out. The tremendous punishment, Asher Osa Hashem Yisbarach Letzadekes Miriam Hanaviyah, that God meted out punishment to Miriam. She only spoke about her brother, Asher Ahavta Kanafshi. She loved him tremendously, right? Right? He literally grew up on her knees, so she does not care about him. She literally was willing to sacrifice herself to watch over him in the water. She didn't really speak so negatively about him, but only because she had even deemed to even think that she's the same as Moshe in some form or fashion. She didn't speak anything inherently to embarrass him. And not to him. She didn't even speak to other people. She literally was quiet. She spoke literally the most benign comment to a degree between her and her brother about Moshe. He's not even makbid. He's such an onav. He's such a humble fellow. He doesn't at all care about what people say about him. And nonetheless, this is by the way a chiddush to begin with when it comes to this. Moshe was onav ma'oid. For peaking lohi lua, meaning somebody who doesn't care per se, maybe you'll say, what's the big deal? Speaking lashon hara, he doesn't care. But he's such an anav, he doesn't care. He's already meichel mitchila. He already forgives it to begin with. The answer is it's still forbidden. We learn that from the mice of Miriam. Nonetheless, all these good things that she did didn't help. That she was afflicted and she was punished with tzaras. All the more so, for us lowly fellows, for lowly people, that we speak horrible, terrible things on our friends. Now, of course, we're going to get much more punishment from that. That a person has also transgressed the prohibition of you shall love your fellow like yourself. You're required to care about the monetary situation of your friend. That you have to care about your own, just like you care about your own monetary situation, you care about him. You have to worry about his honor, to speak great about him, the same way you would want people to talk positive about you. Right? Someone who speaks lashon about his friend or accepts it from others, even if it's true, it's literally looks like as if you don't even love the person at all. For sure, like your fellow is also not b'mekayim, because the whole principle is that for yourself. You wouldn't want people to talk lashon hara about you, so why are you talking lashon hara about somebody else? So by definition, you've transgressed the prohibition of loving your fellow like yourself, because you would never let that for yourself. What's the biggest proof? Everyone knows their own personal faults. You with me? Nonetheless, in a person wouldn't, you know all your problems, but you don't want anybody else to know. So therefore, you cover it. Therefore, you don't talk about it. Therefore, you don't speak about it in public. Even if someone even theoretically knows some of your challenges, the chaver would tell it over to other people. You personally will say, I really hope nobody accepts that. I really hope nobody believes that. You wouldn't want anybody to accept that truth about you, even if it's true, even if you know it's true. Nonetheless, you want people not to believe it. All this is why, because you don't want people in their eyes to view you negatively. You don't want to be perceived in a negative light. After if you know yourself, you know, my gosh, if the real truth will get out about me, even worse, I would have no friends. So therefore, but nonetheless, afa pikein miroiv haava, from the tremendous love of yourself, shoevis atzmoi nitcha kol machmazeh. You hope, you push all that away mentally. You live in a very bifurcated world. You say, listen, at the end of the day, I know my faults, but I still love myself. Hey, he's so what's the idea? Excuse me. The idea being that you don't want people to view you negatively. So why in the world would you look at someone else? So kein boifen ze mamish. You have to do for your friend in every situation to care about his state, about his honor, about everybody. It's not for nothing that the Torah told us about the story of Noach, that he got drunk and he came out of the teva and he became drunk and he became uncovered. Cham came along, that his children, except for Cham, unfortunately treated him in a very inappropriately, Shem and Yefes came and covered him. And the Torah tells us also about the tremendous blessing that was received for Noach. It's telling you the tremendous, tremendous basic sense of human nature that people will always try to cover their own chesedus and don't want it out. Well, whether it's for good, it's for, you know, the opposite. I feel who ish benoni, if it's just a regular Joe, we're required to look at people in a favorable life and even to judge them favorably. If they sit in the middle, you always go letzad good. Mm-hmm. And if it's a bad person, you don't give them any quarter, right? Mm-hmm. If a person's tzaddik, you always give them quarter. If someone's a benoni, then we always say, no, letzad good. You always push yourself towards the positive. We're going to finish soon. For sure, he's a person who's of a special Jew, like I just said. You have to respect him much more. Someone who goes and speaks lashon hara about somebody else, or speaks about a particular action the guy did, or he accepts a false report about him, or even a true report about him, ultimately, will you look at that person in a negative light? You've transgressed this prohibition of the Haftarich HaKamaycha and also of B'tzedek Tishbayt Amisach. Okay, all the best.